We've had a beautiful ride from Johnstown City this morning. I've never had the privilege of seeing the beautiful countryside between these two great towns, and I must say I enjoy it. And I enjoy especially the warm welcome that you've given me here this morning. And I'd like to say thank you to those of you who understand that, and I'd like to say dziękuję to those of you who understand that. Now, I am here in Pennsylvania, as I hope you know, in search of the presidency of the United States. And I'm here to run for president. I'm here to ask for your votes next Tuesday. And the principal reason is that I think we desperately need a new president in Washington today. That I am ambitious as any politician is, but even more important than a political victory to me is to defeat a president who has let the country down, who has failed to keep his promises, and who has failed to provide the leadership that we so desperately need to end this war in Southeast Asia and to put Americans back to work. You know, these last 10 days to 2 weeks, it's almost as though the clock had been turned back 4 years. Some of us here are old enough to remember that in 1965, we began bombing North Vietnam. And we remember what that led to. That led to increasing American involvement until we had more than 500,000 American boys fighting and dying in Vietnam. 4 years ago, when it was clear that that policy wouldn't work, that all it did was increase our involvement and produce more death and killing in that tiny little country in the distant corner of the globe, President Johnson ended that policy in March of 1968 in order to move toward the negotiating table for the purpose of ending the war. And we remember that. And the people of America, in primary after primary, in 1968, voted for peace. And they voted for President Nixon because he promised peace. And 4 years later, we are still fighting. And in the last 2 weeks, we've reversed that policy. The president cut off negotiations in Paris. The North Vietnamese invaded South Vietnam, and we resumed the bombing that we had ended 4 years ago. And we know from our remembrance of this war that bombing is no way to end the killing, that bombing is no way to settle the war. And there is only one thing left to do, and that is to defeat the president who has failed to end the war, notwithstanding his promise of 4 years ago. I simply find it incredible that he should have resumed, and indeed he's doing more in the way of bombing, doing it more intensively than at any time in 9 years of the war. So it's time for it to end. That, above all other reasons, is why I want to defeat Mr. Nixon on November 7th of this year. But there's another reason, too. There's work to be done here in America. Work to be done that requires the sweat and the labor and the skills of every American who wants to work. And notwithstanding that, we find here in Pennsylvania unemployment at a 10-year high, people out of work and on welfare who ought to be working at things that America needs. Look at the unfulfilled needs of our country. We need new housing for the new young families who are coming on the job market. We need good schools for our children so that we don't have to fight over whose kids go to good schools and whose kids go to bad schools. We need to bring health care within the reach of our people. We need to create new communities, decent neighborhoods, safe streets. We need to clean up our air and water. We need to build mass transportation facilities that will enable us to move about more effectively and more cleanly. Now, in this short little list, I've given you a list of enough things to do to keep all Americans busy for years into the future. And we have among our American people the know-how to do the job. All they want is to have the work put within their reach. All they want is a president who will lead them in that direction. And that's what we must do next November. And so I promise you, if I'm elected next November, that I will end the works of war and begin the works of peace for America. And that's my promise to you here in Altoona this afternoon. Now, in order to do it, I need the support of the American people. And I must begin getting that support here in Pennsylvania next Tuesday. Because the work to be done is the work we can do together. I want us all, and I hope to be at the head of the file. I want us all headed in that direction toward peace, justice, and work. Useful, productive work for all Americans. Then we'll start building the kind of a country that we've all wanted it to be. You know, my father came to this country 70 years ago. 70 years ago this year. Because he believed America to be a place of hope. And he found that it was. And so what I want to begin building is the kind of a country for my children that my father came here to find for his children. And he found it. And we're going to find it again. And we're going to make it, once again, a country of decency, of hope, of opportunity, and of justice. We're going to use the great productive capacity of this country. Think of it, last year, we produced, even with a recession, we produced $1 trillion worth of goods and services. That represents what 200 million free Americans are able to do. We're going to do it once again with your help. Thank you very much. We'll see you down.